Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now and always. Amen. Amen. This past week, I read that a seven-year-old boy had found a 140 million-year-old fossil in his back garden, just in Derbyshire, so not very far from us here. Apparently, renovations were going on in his garden, and when all the builders had gone home, he liked to look through all of the rubble and stuff that was left there. And he broke a chunk of limestone in half and inside discovered the fossil. And it was verified, it was checked, and they say it's 140 million years old. How amazing that is. Further away, I noticed that scientists have discovered new evidence that a world orbiting a faraway star may have signs of life. That sounds pretty exciting too. And doing some repotting in my garden of my flower pots with my little grandson recently, he was really delighted to see all the woodlice and the creepy crawlies down in the depth of the soil, all hidden away underground, under the soil. Finding the unexpected. Unexpected if you're not prepared or looking. I wonder how often that is the case for us in our lives. Just last week, I mentioned both Archbishop of York and the now late Pope Francis, both saying in their Easter message that Jesus, God, will be found in unexpected places. The Archbishop of York said in his Easter sermon that the message of Easter is that Christ is here and can be found in surprising places. And Pope Francis, in his last public appearance on Easter Sunday, said, Christ is everywhere. He dwells among us. He hides himself and he reveals himself. In our Bible readings today, we have accounts of Jesus revealing himself in unexpected places, that Jesus is here with us. In our first reading from Acts, Jesus reveals himself to Saul. Now, Jesus will have already ascended to heaven at this time, and Saul is off to Damascus, where he intends to round up followers of Christ and bring them back, bound up, back to Jerusalem. And Jesus literally stops him in his tracks. Well, there's no physical presence of Jesus, but a bright light and a loud voice that bystanders hear, asking Saul why he is persecuting him. That is Jesus asking, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And this leads to a new way of life for Saul. This event on the road and his following encounters with the disciples in Damascus change his behaviour dramatically. After this encounter, Saul goes on to spread the gospel message far and wide. God saw in Saul his fire and passion, directed against God, against Jesus, and God changed that into passion and fire for good. And Saul spreads the good news far and wide to the Gentiles, those not of the Jewish faith. And we have lots of letters in the Bible written by Paul, which is the name we more commonly know Saul by. These letters which we often read on a Sunday service, these letters from Paul to the churches. And in our gospel reading today, we hear of Jesus, the risen Christ, appearing on the beach. The disciples are not sure who this man is on the beach, cooking up some breakfast. And he calls out to them to put their nets to the other side, and they bring in a great haul of fish. And Peter, well, he just knows it must be the risen Christ, and he swims ashore. And we have this wonderful dialogue of Jesus speaking with Peter. Peter, who very recently denied him three times. He denied knowing Jesus, who had just been made captive by the soldiers. This man Jesus, whom Peter had followed from the beginning of his ministry, Peter loved him, but he denied him. And Jesus, what does he do? He asks him three times in all, in various ways, do you love me? And three times Peter says, yes. And Jesus says, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. And these two men, Paul and Peter, go on to be the most prolific in spreading the gospel message. Paul to the Gentiles and Peter to those of Jewish faith. God appearing to them in surprising situations and indeed using the most unusual men to take up this task, it might be thought. One who had been his most ardent enemy and one who had, when under pressure, denied him in his time of most need. So we have a God who meets us in the strangest of places and also meets with those who others might think as the most unlikely, and he enthuses them to great things. Sometimes we feel under pressure that all the work of spreading the gospel message has to come from us who attend church. But thankfully, I say, we're not expected to do it all. God is out there doing things, a lot of work, all the time. It may make us think of how we came to be a worshipping Christian today, why we're sitting here on this Sunday evening, what brings us here, what was that first thing which happened, or those things which happened in our lives, what conversations, experiences we have had that have inspired us to become a Christian, a follower of Christ. It is certainly something worth giving some time and thought on. Something I remember from my childhood was asking a vicar about a small candle I would notice in the corner of the church in the side chapel. It was always burning in the church whenever I went there. And he said something about it being a light to remind us of God's presence. And it was always there, glowing in the side chapel. Now I think he was referring now to the wine and the wafers that would be waiting there for home communion. They were put there and God's presence was there. But at the time it made me think, God is always present. He's always with us. And in my mind eye, I still see that little candle in the red glass container glowing. It has always inspired me in my life. Go back to those three things I spoke about at the beginning of this talk. The seven-year-old little boy who had found the fossil said he found the discovery really inspiring, which I thought was really good words for a seven-year-old boy. He found it really inspiring finding this fossil, and he now wants to find more. And the scientist who found new evidence of the possibility of life on a faraway world, well, they were encouraged, it said. And my grandchild, discovering hidden life amongst the discarded soil as we repotted plants. Well, not only was he learning about hidden life, discovering this life, but I remember him saying, be careful, Grandma, look what is hiding away. Not only did he have awe and respect for what was happening out of sight, but he also wanted to preserve it, to take care of it. The words of the collect that we had today, the special prayer for this Sunday, it always gets said at some point in our service, and sometimes it gets lost, and it was very poignant to me today, so I thought I would just read it again now. It's very short. Risen Christ, you filled your disciples with boldness and fresh hope. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us this coming week be open to the presence of God in the unexpected places, and let us inspire us to share the peace and hope that we too have in the risen Christ. Amen.